Coming to you from the offices of Hutch & Howard in Turkey Creek in beautiful Knoxville, Tennessee, this is a Knoxville podcast. Let's talk about Knoxville. This is Knoxville Rob, Rob Howard with Hutch & Howard, the Howard, from Keller Williams Realty. And this is my co-host, Knoxville's favorite, Chatty Kathy, Kathy
Hey!
Lee Weidrich.
Yay! What's up?
Not much. How are you?
Hey, Rob. Hey.
Hey, Kathy. Hey.
Let's talk about the weather.
Gosh, can you imagine how crazy it is? I mean, the spring is here finally. I can't even believe how, you know, we're like, every 15 minutes seems like it's changing.
Well, if you don't like the weather in Knoxville, hang around because it will change. So you don't have to worry
15 minutes later. I can't believe this weekend it was... I think it hit the 60s. I saw snow. Literally driving in to downtown, it was snowing. And I don't know. It's just been, it's been wacky.
Tomorrow, Thursday, is going to be 75 degrees. And I did wear my white britches today. I did.
Oh, it is spring.
Spring is officially here. And, you know, I'm old school. Mama taught me. You can't wear, you know, white jeans until... spring until Labor Day.
Yeah, well, I was like,
unless it's UT. UT is out the window. UT is orange and white, so you can wear white jeans, period. It doesn't matter.
There are matter. No rules.
No, not when your blood runs orange. So
well, it's orange and white. Then you can wear white.
It's going to be so gorgeous. We need to go to the kickoff classic with the Knoxville something. I don't know what it's called.
Bassmasters is starting.
Yeah, that's what it is. Visit Knoxville kickoff party. And it is going to be fabulous. It is.
Where is that? Is it the convention center?
Well, it's outside. Yes, it is at the convention center. It's this Thursday, March 23rd, from 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And y'all, if you have not heard Smooth Sailor.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd swear, I tell you what, we're friends with the lead singer. His name's Dave Campbell.
Dave Campbell. He is so crazy. I always joke with him because he has this big bushy hair. He kind of looks like a Muppet. David would laugh if he heard. No, he does. But he has like Muppet energy too.
Oh, you know, my gosh.
Just positivity. And musically, he can play any instrument. I've seen him bang the drums. What else is it? I know that he's played a whole bunch of different things.
He's in like six different bands, but my favorite is Smooth Sailor, and it is a yacht rock 80s. If you come, you will know every single word to every single song.
Exactly.
It is family friendly. They play around town. You can follow them on Facebook or social media, but we go to wherever they are. I mean,
I've seen them at Preservation Pub. I've seen them at Scruffy City. You know, just
private parties.
Even though they're right next to each other, they're very different crowds. You know,
and they even do private parties. We actually tried to get them for a birthday party, but they were already booked up. But he suggested another band. They also play at weddings. And so anyway, I'm going to go to that on Thursday, and it is going to be beautiful in Knoxville. So please bring your lawn chairs and bring a jacket. Bring your kids. They're going to have food trucks. They're going to have at the very end at 8 p.m. They're going to have fireworks. And they're going to have Knoxville's first drone show. Not exactly sure what that is, but I don't know.
I've seen those some places. It's like up in the sky instead of having, well, I don't know about the fireworks plus a drone show, but like the drones will all fly up there and make different scenes and make different, like.
Well, this is Knoxville's first. So, hey, you want to be in the know? You want to be there where it's happening? Come down to the Visit Knoxville kickoff party. It has to do with the Bassmasters,
yeah.
But it's also at the Knoxville Convention Center, 701 Henley Street. And also, you can park, let's see, they said be careful with the parking. You can park at the Knoxville Museum of Art public parking lot or the Locust Street Garage.
Oh. So. You know, if something I always do whenever I'm downtown, I bought a membership to the Regal Cinemas. It's like unlimited.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like $18 a month.
I have one of those.
Yeah. If you have those, you can park right behind the movie theater on Gay Street, and you can park for free for 2 hours, you know, as long as the movie goes. If you do that and you time it right, you get there, you know, because it kind of blocks out and it's free. after a certain time anyway.
Right.
So I just I usually try to time it, and yeah. I mean, this will be kind of a, I mean, it's worth paying for parking downtown, right. but if you can avoid it, that's an extra popcorn or an extra something you could buy, sure. you know, while you're out there.
And they're going to have food trucks, and it's
listen
going to be
Dave.
Yeah, listen to Dave, Smooth Sailor. They are awesome. It's great. It's going to be a great night in Knoxville. Something else that
what,
we were going
to... What you been into lately? Like, if you... I went to this show the other night at the Bijou, and it had been a long time since I've been to the Bijou, and gosh, I forget how great the theaters are. You know, just how fun it is to be in this place that, you know, 100 years ago, people were there and listened to Louis Armstrong, and now I was there listening to the Mavericks, which is... They've been this awesome band for, like, I think 30, 40 years. They were, like, really big in the 90s, but I swear they've gotten better over the years.
Well, I love the Bijou, and I love the Tennessee Theater.
Oh, yeah.
I love gosh. So, my parents really didn't raise us in the arts. And, I mean, we just didn't. I grew up in East Knoxville, and I had a wonderful life. I still have a great life, but that just wasn't what we did.
Yeah.
So, I decided to, you know, try to... have my boys a little more sophisticated, and especially my niece. And so every year for her birthday, I get her a ticket to something. And we have seen, you know, Shrek the Musical, wow. and we've seen the Nutcracker. And, mm-hmm. But we always go to the Tennessee Theater. The first time I took Lily there, we walked in, and she was like, oh, Khaki, why have my mom and daddy never brought me to this place before?
So
I mean,
sweet.
I mean, the Tennessee Theater is magical. And if you ever have been there, whenever the Mighty Musical Monday, the guy comes up out of the floor and...
Freddie.
Yes. And he plays, I mean, for free. I mean, you just need to take your grandma, take your aunt, make it a little day trip, go eat lunch downtown. But it's free and it's fabulous. I mean, the organ is just... unbelievable.
For years and years, Bill Snyder played that.
Yes, he did.
And he was the chancellor when I was a student at UT.
Oh,
and
lucky.
So I always just like, oh.
I know. He retired.
He retired. And but he was a, I forgot what, engineering professor?
Yes.
Or, yeah, he was.
So talented.
Yeah.
The other thing is they have a backstage tour that they
really?
Offer. Yes. And that you get to go all over. You get to go downstairs and the belly and... behind, you know, in the dressing rooms, and they talk about the vamping of it. I mean, but the historical part of it, and I mean, it's really, really cool. So if you ever get the opportunity to take the behind the scenes tour, I highly recommend it.
Is there a charge for it, or is it something they do?
I
would think it'd be worth it regardless. I'm just curious.
I went with my friend. She is. Very into the arts, and her and her sisters, I don't know if I can say her name, so I'm not going to say her name without permission, Marie.
Exactly.
But anyway, she gets the tickets for like the season.
Yeah.
So a lot of times I will go with her and her sisters, and she invited me, so I'm not sure if Marie paid for that or if it came with like the subscription to like the annual people who subscribe to a lot of the plays and musicals and everything.
Well, that's one thing that I want to talk about in a future episode is, you know, like the Friends of the Bijou. If you love being in the front row at the Tennessee Theater or at the Bijou or any of a lot of different places around Knoxville, you can actually get subscriptions, and it supports the arts and it supports the theater, helps these places that are, you know, 100 and 150 years old,
mm-hmm.
guarantee another 150 years. Mm-hmm. And I just want to go through that list at some point.
Oh, let's
while
do
we're
it.
Talking.
I'm from Knoxville, born, raised, you know, all over the place, east-west Knoxville. But do you remember whenever they did the renovation of the sign?
Yeah.
And they sold, like, light bulbs. And
yeah.
I mean... And you can also buy little bricks, you know, mm-hmm. downtown that you can put your name on. And it takes a village, people. I mean, we have got a precious, precious
Speaking
city
of that,
here.
Have you been to the YMCA? I'm just kidding.
No.
It's a village, people. I'm being silly. Sorry.
No. Jake does. Jake goes to the YMCA. He, that's my youngest. He likes the sauna and stuff. But he also, when he moves everywhere. He can still be a member of the Y.
Yeah.
So he can go and... work out. And if I have to say something about Jake, I have to say something about Alex. Hi, baby. Those are my boys. So anyway, now we got them out of the way. I've already talked about.
Now I have to talk about Patton and Dickens and Amy.
Oh, no. There. But, yay. Yeah,
Patton and Dickens are my dogs. Patton's like 12 years old, and aww, he's a whiny diva, and Dickens is 3 years old, and he's, you know how Tigger is made out of the rubber bands? They make a joke about him because he bounces around.
That's
Dickens.
Tail.
Yeah, aww. I mean, just full of energy and like the Mad Cuddler. But I guess we should talk about something about real estate.
Oh, wait, I've got to say something about Kitty.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So I have one little animal, and her name is Kitty, and she is a fluff ball, and we love her. And she adopted us. She showed up at our house, and that's another story for another day, because I thought she was like a raccoon. And
was she getting in your trash?
Yeah, she was getting. I mean, she was a baby. So anyway, that's a story for another day. But Kitty has an Instagram account because I was too scared to put everything on my Instagram account because I'm afraid I'll mess it up. So I created one for Kitty. So
what's it called?
Kitty Weetrick. So I think it's Kitty Dot Weetrick.
Okay, we're both those people because Dickens has. Have a Dickens on Instagram. Oh. H-A-V-A Dickens.
Have a Dickens. Okay, well, mine is Kitty, K-I-T-T-Y, dot, Weetrick. And if you can spell Weetrick, then you can find her and you can follow her. And I've got lots of, like, one picture on there, but I'm going to do more. So, yeah, real estate.
Look in the show notes.
That's right.
Oh,
real estate.
And Kathy's going to a cat show this week.
Oh, my gosh. Rob, don't let everything out of the bag. I'm going with Laura and with Ann, and we go every year. And we were so sad during the pandemic because it is fabulous. If you need a good Saturday afternoon, it's at the Jacob Building, and it is hysterical. All these people from all over the country bring their kitty cats, and they like show them, and there's real live judges, and they have all these.
I snorted. She said that they make Afghans out of cat hair.
They do. Oh my gosh, can you imagine how itchy that would be? My eyes are watering. Literally watering because thinking about an Afghan made out of cat hair. But you can look it up. It's like the Tennessee Valley cat whatever. But I swear it's like, I don't know, $10 or something, but it is the best $10 you will ever spend this weekend. And then you can go home and watch the balls play.
Yay.
On Thursday, and hopefully they'll play on Sunday.
We're snorting. I was snorting when she mentioned it because I was like, okay, and my friend Jessica always sends me cat videos, and we spent 30 minutes in a hole just watching cats do silly things.
Yeah,
don't do that very often, but gosh, that was fun.
Down a rabbit hole with kitties.
Exactly.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sure the rabbits would be running.
So, real estate, it's doing great. Knoxville, as we have mentioned, is a wonderful, wonderful place to live. And relocate to, and we've got, we just had a listing sale, and actually we marketed as 48 hours, but it was really 24 hours,
yeah.
And we would love to help you. Rob's got some great clients going on right now, and listing coming soon.
Everything that hits the market, everything that we've listed in the past, you know, unless it's a large piece of land or something that, you know, it's kind of a niche-y,
unique,
specific, everything's gone within less than a week. So I recommend if anybody has an extra house or has something.
Now's the time.
Yeah.
Now is the time.
With interest rates going up, that means that eventually prices will be coming down, you know, because we have to do, you know, there's pressure. And right now everything's driving, the demand is driving the prices up and the interest rates driving, you know, the cost up. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is an excellent time. This may be the last best time for a while to actually get your house on the market.
And we've got lots of vendors that we can connect you with. We've got lenders, and we have really great attorneys, and we have title companies that we use, and we want to bring value, and we want to bring you up to date on market strategies and market scenarios, and hopefully you'll tune in and listen to us. And after we get through our, you know,
our silly banter,
cats and everything to do in Knoxville, you will find value, lots of value. So we're hoping that this is something that we can do for you, and we look forward to serving the Knoxville community for all your real estate needs.
I'm going to ask you, what's your favorite neighborhood in town?
Sequoia.
Sequoia Hills.
It is. I've always dreamed about living there.
Top just, 5 reasons that you love it. Love it.
Well, number one, the lots are bigger. And I grew up on 20 acres in East Knoxville, so yeah. I was used to not having neighbors. But when we had our boys, we wanted them to have a neighborhood. And we lived in Dumbarton Oaks, mm-hmm. which is my favorite neighborhood that we've ever lived in. We lived there 12 years. Both of our boys were born and raised there. And
huge backyard.
It could not have been a more perfect place to raise our boys. Mm-hmm. Went to Rocky Hill. Everything was perfect. The way we chose it is we drove around in subdivisions in West Knoxville and counted swing sets.
Oh, that's perfect.
And so then the developer and the builder came over and said, well, that's a great way to choose a family-friendly neighborhood. However, those neighborhoods, if they already have a swing set, they're already 3, 4, 5 years old.
Right.
And we didn't have any children. So he was like, you need to go over here where it's brand new and people will be having children at the same time that mm-hmm. you have children.
Right.
So that's why we picked Dumbarton Oaks, and it was fabulous. But I've always wanted to live in Sequoia. I love the large lots. I love being on the boulevard. I love the, you know, my kids
just being able to be there yeah. where the river's going right by.
Yes. And my kids played baseball there and soccer there, and you can just go have a picnic. But I mean, just the beauty.
It's a higher price neighborhood, so it's kind of aspirational for, I think, mm-hmm. both of us. I personally, right now I live off Western Avenue in a really nice little neighborhood called Holiday Hills, but I would love to live in Sequoia as well. Primarily, if and when we move, I'm thinking it's either going to be in 37919 or 37909.
Okay.
Those are both sides, you know, White Scarper side mm-hmm. or the, so the great thing about that area is you can be out west. So my office, our office is in Turkey Creek, which is right now it's about a 20-25 minute drive for me. Whereas where I live now is only like 10 minutes from downtown.
Mm-hmm.
If like in that Bearden area, right around where Sequoia Hills is, you know, you can be downtown in 7 minutes and you can hop right on the interstate and be out. I mean, I've got a bunch of twisty, turny curves, and that's the only reason that it takes that long.
Mm-hmm.
But just being able to hop on the interstate and be into Farragut in 10-15 minutes would be awesome as well.
Well, since when I got married, one of the smartest things that Brandon did was buy a house before he proposed. Or he would have been East Knoxville with me. But he worked west, and so he bought a house, and then he proposed. So we lived in West Hills for 5 years, and then for the next 25, we lived in Rocky Hill. So I stayed in Rocky Hill, and I just couldn't be happier. And I'm close and convenient to everything.
Yeah, Rocky Hill is
and
awesome.
It really is. It's my community, and it's my passion to be there. And oh my gosh, they have a parade! They have a parade in December, and I know that's another story. And I don't want to go squirrel on you, but and I don't want to like diss Rocky Hill. But if I'm truthful, one day I plan on having a little bungalow. Maybe mid-mod, mm-hmm. I don't know, but in Sequoia.
In Sequoia Hills.
Yeah, yeah, I do. Or maybe on the lake. I'm not sure. Maybe, you know, I might go to the lake. Who knows?
There's so many places in Knoxville. And you'll, if you don't live here already, you're going to love it. And we love it. I grew up in southeast Tennessee on the Georgia border and came up. Mom and Dad brought me up, you know, as a teenager to look at. Actually, my aunt just sent me some pictures, and I'd forgotten about this, but in 1982, I was a little kid, and they brought me to the World's Fair.
Oh, I love the World's Fair.
And she was just going through pictures, just this, I guess she was packing up or doing something with them, and she just sent me a couple of pictures that I was like in those knee socks from the 80s, and oh, it was just hilarious.
Yep.
But yeah, there's just so much to do mm-hmm. in and around downtown Knoxville, and coming, you'll love it.
Come on, let us help you.
Yeah, give us a call. We're both with Hutch and Howard, and we're with Keller Williams. Their office number is 865-966-5005. My number, if you want to call my cell, it's 865-385-9070. And Kathy?
Mine is 865- 237-1223. Thanks, guys.
See you soon.